This is the voice of Washington agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
I'm Bob Larson. Phase one of the U.S.-China trade deal was very good news for agriculture in general, but the potato industry is excited to see language within the agreement about exporting fresh potatoes to China. Matt Lance, Vice President of Global Access for Bryant Christie, says there's a long line of people to thank.
I think we really need to thank the dedicated people at USDA's Animal Plant Health Inspection Service. They've been with me in the industry for all 20 years. In fact, there's a single negotiator that's gone to every single one of those negotiations. And it was their dedication, along with us asking for their help, that really has put this over the top. Having this public like this hopefully will be what we need to finish this with an acceptable agreement that allows new opportunities for U.S. potato growers.
Potato USA's John Toseburn says they've been working many years to understand more about that market and the opportunities in China.
Obviously, China's the world's largest potato grower. They grow lots of potatoes, but they have very significant shortages for 4 to 5 months out of the year. They're only able to supply those plants for a portion of the year. So we need to figure out how to move potatoes over there in that spring into summer time frame. I think that some of the long-term storage potatoes out of the U.S. will work really well as some of the summer harvest shipping potatoes will be able to move in there as well.
Toseburn believes there will be challenges and it will take time, but it will be worth it.
Voice of Washington Agriculture. Presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.